Holloway Bay. So here we are at Advent 4. Seems like we were just on Advent 1. I suspect that everything that we needed to do for Christmas has been done. And, well, there just probably are some things that haven't been done that won't get done. And that's okay. Because no matter what we don't get done, God will indeed bring about the greatest miracle of all, the miracle that leaves nothing undone. Today we read this marvelous account of the angel Gabriel bringing the news to Mary that she will be with child, and that that child will be conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not sure that I would have done much other than laugh at the angel if the angel was presented to me with this news. And I've said this before in sermons, and I've said it before that I am always amazed, and I'll say it in this sermon, I am always amazed at the innocence as well as the sense of surprise that Mary expresses and her response to this news. I find Mary's response as one of the most powerful expressions of faith of all time. In all of this, we hear that Mary is greatly favored, a simple young girl who never asked for or expected God's favor. She did nothing to deserve this favor. She didn't ask for it. There's often this misconception that we can find favor with God by something we do or something that we say. Well, it's a misconception, because favor is not something that we can earn. We can't earn a place of importance with God. And sometimes we confuse good fortune with abundance from God. We are favored by God not through the acquisition of success or money in our lives. We are favored by God because we are loved by God. And God's love for us is bestowed on us through the birth, life, and death of his son, Jesus. That love, that gift, that is true abundance. Got bad news. We won't be getting Mercedes as a Christmas gift this year because, I just couldn't find the keys. We don't get a Mercedes because we're good disciples. We don't get bigger and better things because we think we do more for God than someone else. The store of our God, our worldly goods, is in no way a reflection of how much God loves us. So indeed, I have no trouble understanding why Mary felt the need to get away and to go see her cousin Elizabeth. The repercussions of her situation must have been overwhelming. There must have been some realization by Mary, some hope that maybe she could find a listening ear and an understanding heart from a woman, Elizabeth, who also found herself pregnant in the context of that being highly unlikely. Mary goes to Elizabeth, and she speaks, and the child in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy. He recognizes Mary's voice, the voice of the Theotokos, the God-bearer. And again, I have trouble wrapping my mind about my brain around this whole situation in the context of my own reality. But the good news is that I don't have to worry about it because Mary took it on. She said yes to God. There are other things that I will be called to do, and I need to always remember Mary as I decide whether or not to say yes to God. Mary said yes to God And in that, she teaches us, she teaches me the power of faith, the power and the magnificence of the divine. So even though it's a lot of work and sometimes a bit disconcerting, I actually love it when Advent 4 is also Christmas Eve. It's like the waiting for and the coming of our Savior burst forth together from the depths of God's creation so that the heavens can proclaim the glory of God. So that righteous justice will prevail over all of creation. All of creation. Tonight, Christ will come again into our hearts and fill the empty spaces with God's pure, unconditional love, with God's promise. So as you think about tonight, I invite you between now, this afternoon, and the service, to open your hearts and be prepared to receive true favor and true abundance. The forward day-by-day word for this last day of Advent is covenant. We have journeyed together toward Bethlehem through all the wonders and worries of Advent, feet aching, backs bent, head down. We continue walking toward a promise. God has made covenants with us throughout Scripture's love story, promises to protect us, make us flourish, bring victory over enemies, and redeem our brokenness. And yet God's most comforting promise in this time of uncertainty might be the promise to abide with us. God's faithfulness and love constantly wrapped around our shivering shoulders. The world will continue to churn with fear and anxiety around us, but we know that it will not always be so. We walk toward a promise. Christ will be born. Christ will die. Christ will rise. And Christ will come again. O come, Emmanuel. Amen. Please stand.